The Arthur Andersen accounting firm admits it destroyed massive amounts of records pertaining to its client, Enron. But Andersen executives insist they didn't know the records may have been incriminating. They say it's common practice to shred confidential documents after an audit, and they rely on companies that specialize in really big shredding jobs. Robert Johnson is executive director of the group that represents professional shredders.
The first thing that comes to people's minds often is when things are being shredded, that they are being shredded for the wrong reasons.
Sure.
The vast amount of shredding that goes on is done by a regular schedule, and the shredding is frankly quite appropriate that it's going on.
In the paper shredding, how does it work? Do you just haul out bales of paper and take it to some distant place and go at it with the shredders, or does some truck back up to the company loading dock and start taking paper away?
Part of the service is the retrieval of the information to take it back to a secure facility. There is also another segment of our business where the shredder is actually mounted on the truck, and it will come to your facility, and they'll wait in the parking lot while they load and shred the materials right there.
Do firms like this get hired to destroy anything other than paper?
Yes. When you have product runs, that you've got a product with a problem, yet you still have some liability if that product might surface, you would toss it out. You want to make sure it's destroyed. Police uniforms, security uniforms that you're discarding, you want to make sure that those are destroyed and not taken out of the dumpster or the trash and used by someone else.
Mm-hmm. We all know that hitting a delete button on a computer may get rid of the information in a certain way, but if you really have to go after getting it off the hard drive and keeping it off, what are some measures?
Most companies that really want to make sure that information goes away have to resort to mechanically destroying, which our member companies do very often. For companies, when they're discarding electronic information, those hard drives will actually be mechanically destroyed with saws and hammers, or disassembling them, or actually putting them through large pulverization equipment. That's the best way to do it.
What are some of the strangest things that you have heard about being destroyed?
I guess definitely the 20 tractor trailer loads of prophylactics that were shredded.
Uh-huh.
And I'm sure there were many happy consumers as a result of that.
What was the reason?
I'm assuming that there was a product defect.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes it is labeling or something else that could have been the problem. But also there's a case not too long ago where many tractor trailer loads of dentures, of denture molds, were destroyed because they had personal information and personal numbers. And
on the dentures?
Yes.
What kinds of numbers? You mean Social Security numbers?
Social Security and even names.
And you couldn't just scratch them out, huh, with the
200,000? Actually, it was probably more cost effective to actually pulverize the dentures.
Thank you very much, Mr. Johnson.
Thank you, Susan.
Robert Johnson is executive director of the Association for Information Destruction.